Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK FM, KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle, and streaming live at KZOK.com.
See you later, alligator.
They found an alligator in Kirkland. King County Animal Care and Control served a search warrant at a Kirkland home Friday and removed a four-foot-long alligator. You know what that means.
An escapee from the Woodland Park Zoo?
What, zoo escapee? No. No.
It means someone ratted out their alligator friend.
Pet flush. You think it grew to, and it was dumped that big, or it grew in the wild? I think it was a flushed pet that grew.
They searched a home. It means that someone was keeping it without a permit. It's called having an exotic animal without a permit.
And some places you can have it, but not in Kirkland.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think there's some places that you can keep a gator.
Where?
Well, Monroe, for one, that's where they sent it.
How about North Bend?
North Bend, I bet you could have a gator. I don't know.
I don't believe it's forbidden in my neighborhood covenants.
Can't have
this
chickens, but you can have
I
a gator.
I can't have chickens, but well, maybe if I have a lion and an alligator, they'll trade that for
anything
chickens.
Specifically not prohibited.
That's right.
You have your honeybees and your alligator out there all enjoying
I'm currently awaiting approval on a special kind of fence.
Like electric?
Yes.
Oh, really? Arms?
No.
A bee fence?
No, I want to do a plastic fence.
Oh.
And they've never had those before.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Like a plastic.
No, I want to do a composite material that lasts forever instead of wood.
Yeah, I've got one of those in my neighborhood. You know what it looks like?
What?
A plastic fence.
The new ones are really good.
I don't know.
You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, that's what they.
I had to walk right up to it and put my nose an inch away.
All the pictures of missing kids.
I went to Home Depot.
All right, well, don't paint it white then, because I've got a white one in my neighborhood, and it looks exactly...
You don't have to paint this at all. We've made our deck, and the railings are all made
out
of it.
Yeah, simulated wood. It looks perfect.
It's like the Trek stuff, right?
Yeah.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
That's one brand name.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff. Maybe this guy just went cheap, but this looks like an 8-foot-tall white plastic fence, and I drive by it every day. I go, yeah.
I can't wait to take you to Bangladesh.
Your people in your closet, huh? Your cardboard homes.
That whole Newcastle nose in the air will go away. Okay, the alligator named Bruiser was transferred to a reptile specialist in Monroe, equipped to take care of the animal until a permanent home can be found. Kirkland Municipal Code bars possession of exotic animals, including alligators, without a permit. The owner faces a possible misdemeanor. Someone ratted him out.
And they took him to, I'm assuming, the reptile man, I think, is the guy out. Or
Monroe.
He's out in Gold Bar.
He's halfway between Monroe and Gold Bar.
That might be our guy. He's not named in the article. I was just wondering how you get invited over for tea, get snapped at, you go, oh, no problem.
I'm sure I can stop counting at 9.
It's not a big deal. It's no big deal. And then you go
call. I never use that finger anyway. Don't worry about it.
Listen. You might have just ran out of chicken to feed Bruiser and made an anonymous call on yourself.
In the news today. All right. Maura, do you have more news?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the would-be car bomber who left an SUV loaded with propane and gas cans, fireworks, and a timing device in Times Square over the weekend also had, they're telling us now, more than 100 pounds of fertilizer, but it was not the kind that would explode. Getting more information about the person.
Kudos to the true value that sold him the cow dung.
Yeah. Instead of ammonium nitrate, the kind of fertilizer that, for example, Timothy McVeigh used, this person had a metal gun locker full of a harmless type of fertilizer. They're looking for a guy in his 40s who was seen leaving the area near the SUV and taking off a dark shirt, revealing a red shirt underneath. Mayor Michael Bloomberg was talking about the investigation.
We're exploring a lot of leads, some of them trying to track down the car itself, who owned it, where it has been, who might have gotten it and brought it to Times Square, the person that was standing outside, other people that were coming and going, and I think it's just much too early to tell. So far, what we do know is there's no evidence that this is tied to international tourism. It may very well be one person or one or more people. Everything is speculation at this point.
He said tourism, but I think he might have meant terrorism. This is my guess.
I noticed that, too.
Yeah. Hey, the federal government has closed a large section of the Gulf of Mexico to commercial and recreational fishing because of that massive oil spill. During a visit to Louisiana, President Obama vowed the federal government is going to spare no resources to get it cleaned up. There is a newly identified strain of medical marijuana that experts say gives you the healing compounds, which are known as CBD, but low in the levels of the euphoria-producing THC, and it's good news for marijuana users who have a hard time with the buzz that smoking brings on. Dave Lampach of the Steep Hill Medical Cannabis Testing Lab in Oakland, California, identified this strain, and while research on CBD is still limited, he says it's like striking gold. Medical marijuana advocates say although the CBD-rich strain reduces the euphoric side effects, making it easier for daily use, some patients need the high levels of THC.
Yeah, like all of them. They're going to have to rename it because gold is already taken by a certain kind of pot.
Yeah.
One thing we forgot to mention earlier, Seattle area garbage workers approved a new contract. Over 90% of the Teamsters voted in favor yesterday of a 5-year deal with Waste Management. And I didn't know Joan Jett is vegetarian. Did you know that? She is going to be urging people, don't go
there. I'm not touching that. Never seen a pork sandwich show. Never. Never in my life.
The Rocker is going to be urging all New Yorkers to go vegetarian. She has been a vegetarian for 20 years, and she is leading PETA's Blitz of Manhattan tomorrow, in which thousands of vegetarian kits are going to be handed out. Stocks are higher today. Currently, the Dow is up 90 at 11,099. The NASDAQ is up 27. And here's Spike.
Thank you, Maura. The Mariners lost all three to Texas over the weekend at Safeco Field, despite having Cliff Lee, Felix Hernandez, and, believe it or not, Doug Fister took a perfect game into the sixth inning yesterday. A perfect game. Ended up giving up no earned runs, and still the Mariners lose. Still they lose. They lost all three to Texas, and now found themselves 3 games under .500 and 2 games out of first place. They'll take a day off, and then the Tampa Bay Rays come to town tomorrow for a 3-game series, followed by the Angels. Meanwhile, Texas has played their way into first place. The whole AL West is 2 games apart. M's from the basement at 2 back. Spike and Ed Sports.
Thanks, Spike. There's new stuff for your eyelashes.
Thanks.
Not you particularly.
Oh.
Here's this weird... All right, this drug was originally made for what?
Glaucoma.
So there's a drug made for glaucoma, and it had a nasty side effect that it would bushy up your eyelashes. So now they're selling it to women who want bushier eyelashes.
You know who's on that?
Who? TV anchor in our town?
No. You know him. You love him.
Jeff Cathan?
Yep. You always speak highly of him. He's on that.
He's on for the Santa eyelashes for the glaucoma?
Well, he's doing it for the glaucoma, and now he's got those darling eyelashes you can see from the fifth row.
Did he tell you this?
Yes. I said to him one day, are you wearing eyeliner? And it was just at a rehearsal. Which threw me, because I'm sure if he's on stage, he'll wear guyliner. But at rehearsal, he's got this gorgeous eyelashes.
I never thought of a man's eyelashes as gorgeous. Oh, you should check. You should get checked for that.
No, I'm fine.
He's got the smoothest skin, too, or so my wife tells me. She loves his skin.
Really?
Yeah, she says he's got best skin.
So anyway, but it also has nasty other side effects, too. It can make your skin turn yellow. It's all kind of nasty stuff.
Wow.
I mean, if you have glaucoma and you need it, you should certainly take it. But it does grow bushy eyelashes. I will. I'm now. Don't tell Jeff when I see him that I'm going to go right for his eyelashes. It's called Latisse. Yes,
yeah.
I forgot
and
to mention that.
And they've also made other other brands coming out with it as well.
So women are going to get it now to make their eyelashes fatter, despite the side effects. They're willing to take a little yellowing of the skin.
They've been getting it. Yeah, it costs about $150 a month too. People will spend on vanity. I haven't ever understood that, but
no, you haven't.
No,
no. United and Continental approved merger. You did this in the earlier newscast. Why are we letting these airlines combine? It's because
survive.
They're going to go out of business if they don't. Okay.
Their only way to survive is to eliminate middle management.
Delta and Northwest combined to become the biggest. So,
but you know, we're headed for two airlines, Coke and Pepsi, when one RC Cola that could bring you to Short's Hops.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be able to charge whatever they want.
Yep.
But we're still a ways away from that. I mean, now American is going to have to go out there and find somebody probably to combine with, because they went from being number one to being number three. just in the space of the last year. But you've still got your Alaska, your Southwest, your Virgin. You've got some, you know, great carriers that aren't.
Well, how come they don't need to be big?
Because they're good, I think.
Yeah, see, I think the government should stop these mergers now.
And just let them go under?
Before, yeah, it's called capitalism. Dude, every time you prevent somebody from going under, you...
Save a job?
Huh?
Save a job?
No, you actually hurt jobs.
Yeah.
Because you keep bloated, healthy, unhealthy companies alive at the expense of exciting, vibrant new competitors. If these companies went under, they're not going to park the planes up on Aurora Avenue and sell them cheap.
Although the homeless would love to have them.
Great housing.
What kind of hotels do those make, huh?
No, see, you don't understand how capitalism works at all.
Well, I know that when these companies are talking about going under, like GM, for example, when they had to bail out GM, one in three jobs in America are tied to the auto industry, so you kept these companies alive so people wouldn't lose their jobs.
Yes, short term. Okay. But in the long term, when things go under, it creates opportunities. For example, in the furniture industry, the recession wiped out a bunch of competitors, and now the ones that are left are healthy instead of struggling.
Right.
It's sort of like the laws of nature. And when we try to artificially keep things alive, the only way to artificially keep them alive...
Yeah.
is with more taxes and more money,
right.
which is actually a drain on all of our productivity. Oh, yes.
Maybe we can have another airline with bad brakes, like Toyota and the other.
Yeah. Just humor him. He's, you know what?
What?
He writes for Leno. He's got to get this stuff out.
Well, right. I like your like nature analogy. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah, because these planes really would get used, so they would just be broken down into even smaller airlines right. who would work hard like Southwest and Alaska prove that it can be done
They'd
right.
They work their asses off.
Yeah. There's a bill that opens the Atlanta airport to firearms, so if you're going to Hartsfield...
You can take your gun.
Really?
You can bring your gun.
Wow.
Not yet. Governor's got to sign off,
But not on the plane either, right?
No, just like if you're going to go meet your loved one at the airport, then it's okay
to wear your firearm.
It's a public place.
It's the Rednecks Never Joined Al-Qaeda Act of 2010.
Okay. Adam is in Bellevue. He's a flight instructor, and he wants to say why he thinks an airline merger is good. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, so there's too many carriers competing for the same piece of the pie. Like, a lot of countries only have one flagship carrier, you know. Like Ireland has one, you know, Germany, Lufthansa, those types of things. We've got like 8 or 10, and they're all competing for the same piece of the pie, and that's the reason why they've tried to merge before, and the Justice Department or whatever is in charge of that wouldn't let them. And it's really because, I mean, they can combine their overheads, they can combine a lot of different things that individually they're all paying for.
So if your theory is right, then what will happen to Alaska and Southwest?
I think there's a role for them, Alaska especially, because they do a lot of things for Alaska. I mean, they're getting contracts from the government subsidies to run things up to Alaska that no one else is doing. I mean, they fly those combi planes that are half passenger, half cargo to run.
So little stuff would be left for Alaska. You see my point. The countries you mentioned, Ireland and England, are broke countries with tax rates well in excess of 50%. I mean, that's the point. You pay for it when you do this stuff. When you don't have competition, you end up paying in other ways.
Yeah, the airlines were regulated up until however many years ago, 20, 30 years ago. I can't remember the date when that went.
During the Reagan administration, right?
Yeah, that deregulated them. And ever since then, the same things are happening. One person raises or lowers, and they all have to follow suit. So, I mean, you're not really getting any competition. They're all basically scared of the other guy underpricing them all the time, and then nobody makes any money. And the reason why, another reason why it's bad is you have those cheaper regional airlines like Ryanair and that young lady who was from Seattle that was traveling back and forth to her job getting paid almost nothing. And that's the safety issue that people have to, you know, are trying to work and live.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, it's not as simple as you're making out to be, I don't think, Bob. But
well, it is simple that if you can't make any money, you go out of business.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to avoid. They're combining they're going to save money as a company by combining those overheads. I mean, you talk about maintenance costs. You know, like United used to have a huge maintenance base in San Francisco. They've since basically right. almost do nothing there now.
I hear what you're talking about. You're talking about safety and quality of service. Like instead of just getting on the plane, I might be asked if I want fries with that flight because the person and in the cockpit needs a little extra money. I hear you there.
Yeah, they can save money, too, by combining their overheads. I mean, they don't... A manager is a manager, you know, whether he's working for United or he's working...
Oh, no, I got that. We're in the media business. We've seen it. We've
well,
seen
that That's happen. Job loss, right? That's a lot of job loss.
You know what? I just believe in competition.
I think there still will be competition, and you're right. It might just be between two, you know, or three major superpowers and a few other little guys that are filling a niche market, but...
All right, we'll see how that goes. Thank you, Adam. He brought up some good points, though. Some of these smaller regional carriers pay very little money and make them work like 22-hour days yeah, yeah. and all of that. You got to be careful about safety. All right, in addition, Greece. While we're talking about bailouts, Europe bailed out Greece to the tune of like $146 billion. I have never been to Greece. I really want to go. Especially when they're desperate.
I'm not afraid to go. I'll go with you.
You go to Greece?
Oh, you bet.
How come you're not afraid of Greece?
Because there's the food's good, the people are nice, weather's wonderful. It's probably been never a better time to go. You can probably get some good deals right now.
How'd they go so broke? If it's the paradise of you describe here.
I think that Greece went broke by borrowing a lot of money from Germany. Eric, you've heard a lot of reports on that. Is that a good summary?
Yeah, that's it. Although the interesting part is they need to make all of these cuts in spending in order to qualify for these $146 billion in loans. And what that means is that there's going to be riots in the streets over this because people don't want to see their paychecks cut. So the workers themselves in Greece might not
go
for it.
So you mean they're going to cut the public sector?
Yeah, absolutely.
Policemen, firemen?
Yep, teachers. And raise taxes also, and people just don't want to do it. So people will be marching over this.
Well, maybe we'll go next summer. Let's let it
you know
settle
what?
Down.
Hold on. Maybe we'll go next summer. Look at you. You know what's funny? Maybe they should just let the country go out of business.
Greece.
Mm-hmm. Nice move. Germany, Germa-Greece.
That's what it was coming to.
It was.
Griechenland.
Has a country ever gone bankrupt literally to the point where they sold the country? Naming rights, like they could call it Anheuser-Busch instead of Greece.
I missed it, but did you mention how they have like the highest rate of tax evaders in all of
no
tax evaders Europe from elsewhere in the world?
Greece? No, the Grecian people
don't pay their taxes.
They don't pay their taxes.
Yeah, they
is
did,
that how they,
went
broke?
They did well. They could have gone a long way in solving a lot of their budget problems if everybody who owed taxes paid what they really owed.
When you go to the Greek Isles and you see all these mega yachts and they're all licensed, you know, with flying the Greek flag, somebody there's got some money.
Yeah, and the rate of tax paid is just minuscule.
But to answer your question, Bob, yeah, there's been close to bankruptcy. Like, for example, Zimbabwe, they had inflation that was just nutso. And in Germany, of all places, before World War II, they had the same sort of thing. And so there had to be basically a revolution in order to get things in order.
Germany knows how to pick up cheap land. Always have.
Yeah. It may be politically difficult for the Greece government to win approval for any bailout. High-ranking politicians appear to be grudgingly going for it.
People in Germany are upset.
Greece will generate a crisis in the euro, potentially. Now, how does that work? The euro is one
currency, the European Union.
So would it be the equivalent if the U.S., Mexico, and Canada
yes. yeah.
had the same, like we had our dollars, mm-hmm. they had their loonies and their pesos, mm-hmm. but we tied them all together at
yes.
some point?
Yeah.
And you could
exactly
keep it,
the same thing.
It would be. Wow.
And the same
What's
value?
The argument for doing that?
Unifies the marketplace.
Strengthens their bargaining power, I would imagine, with the rest of the world, right?
Right, but it also makes you responsible.
Yeah.
For the bad kid. It makes you responsible because once you're a family,
you know
what happens in a family.
Trust me, I know.
Someone crashes the car, it's your insurance.
Well, Ireland's a perfect example of the rising tide raising all boats because the joining the European Union saved Ireland and got them to be the economic tiger that they became in the last
They call
years.
Them the Celtic tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these road projects in Ireland, 85% of the cost of these road projects in Ireland are on the EU.
Nice.
All the freeways are being built in Ireland, all EU money.
I love calling them freeways, too, because that's what they cost. They cost nothing. They're free. All right. So Greece gets a massive $146 billion bailout,
and
there may be riots.
A stronger Greece makes for a stronger European Union, whereas a stronger Mexico would make for a stronger North American Union.
So should we combine our money with Mexico and Canada?
We should.
You do? Really?
Yeah, because it's cheaper than taking them over, which I thought we should have done anyway. They should have not stopped to hit the Panama Canal and the Yukon. Should be one big country. If we got room for Puerto Rico, we got room for a lot more stars. Let's start making stars.
More stars on the
more
flag.
More stars on the flag, absolutely.
Let's just take over this hemisphere. Pedro, what would you think?
I agree with Spike. Come on, take it over,
there would
Spike.
Be no immigration problem.
You're right.
Let's just own Mexico.
Let's just adopt.
Adopt, it sounds adopt. Nicer. Yeah.
Adopt.
Won't you sponsor
won't you help?
A struggling telethon. Company?
Now joining the stage, here's Bono and Julio Iglesias. Hey, you know?
Okay. We are off the rails. It's 9:28. Coming up in the next break, we're going to meet again our American Idol hopeful from Seattle, Danelle Hayes. I got to find out a couple of things. I got to find out what her status is on the show. She's not in this year, but I think she can be on the show next year.
Seems to me she was asked to play nice in the promise, maybe, or the alluding to she could be back in the future.
And they owe her.
Yeah.
In the meantime, also, Joe's prepared some extra special trivia.
We've got a chance to go to on a float plane for the first time, right? You must.
But you've
be
got some amazing trivia questions.
They
right?
will be difficult.
Okay, very difficult.
Well, it's all a 50-50 chance, but nobody seemed to hit them last time.
Right,
so.
Factor Bull Shrimp, Kenmore Air, the seaplane airline. We're looking for float plane virgins. You can only call if you have never ridden a float plane in your life. We'll tell you what that experience is like. It is the most gorgeous thing to land on the water. And this is the most scenic, beautiful place to do it in the entire world. And you have no idea how lucky we are to have Kenmore Air. Because in so many beautiful scenic areas, they don't have an airline like this. A seaplane airline. Now Kenmore Air works with the Alaska Airlines Mileage Plan. So, again,
nice.
You get to use your miles. You get to have wonderful getaways to the San Juans. And what we're giving away is a flight seeing trip around Lake Union. You start at Lake Union, you end at Lake Union, and you see all of the Puget Sound and Seattle. Caller number 10 will be the first to play our float plane newbie. Caller number 10, remember, we're taking your word for it. We also want to make sure you don't have an alligator in your house. We're taking your word on that. Those two things, very important, right after this.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station.
Switch to KeyBank and get an iPod Touch for banking with us. Go to key.com/touch. Call 877-KEY-ONLY or visit your local branch to learn more. Offer ends July 30th. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, welcome to U.S. Bank.
Want to buy another car,
huh?
And you're looking for a U.S. Bank auto loan. It's fast, all right, and easy. And you can get the green light with no money down. Yeah. Woo. How about this fully equipped payment protection option? Thought you'd like that.
Revved up for a new or used set of wheels? With a low, low fixed rate of just 3.75% APR, U.S. Bank will get your motor running in no time.
Here you go. She's all yours. I'm married. But thank you.
Get your U.S. Bank fast and easy auto loan today at any branch, usbank.com, or call 888-444-BANK.
Somebody get the door!
All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
Next, please. Park it right here.
Protection benefits are subject to terms, conditions, limitations, and exclusions. Subject to normal credit approval, certain restrictions may apply. For this offer, automatic payments from a U.S. Bank package are required. Loan offered by U.S. Bank National Association, ND, member FDIC.
Maybe she's your mother, your sister, your daughter, or your very best friend. This Mother's Day, she deserves to be celebrated. And Fred Meyer can help with great gifts that fit her style. You'll find the newest looks and colors of the season in one easy stop. So how about giving her a bit of fashion inspiration with a tunic top from Unity? The flattering length and fit make it a style she's sure to enjoy wearing. And she can pair it with leggings for a great new look, instantly. Choose from trendy prints and hot colors like fuchsia, purple, and turquoise. Or how about a gift she can wear for work or play all season long? Tees and tank tops are just $9.99 each. perfect alone or for layering. You'll find them in lots of colors, like yellow, pink, blue, soft green, and purple. And check your Sunday paper for the mystery bonus discount scratch-off sticker to save 20, 25, even 30% on your apparel purchase Monday through Wednesday. This year, make Mom's Day with a gift from Fred Meyer. What's on your list?
One is a right-handed power pitcher from Valencia, Venezuela. The other is a crafty lefty from Benton, Arkansas. One pounds his glove, pumps his fist, and breathes fire. The other is a quiet craftsman who's as cool as summer lemonade. Both are all-stars, and both have led the league in wins. Felix Hernandez and Cliff Lee are holding a pitching clinic on the Safeco Field mound all season long. And unless you happen to be a big league hitter in a visitor's uniform, it's a show you won't want to miss. Mariners Baseball. Believe big.
Friday night marks one of the biggest giveaways of the year as the Mariners host the Angels at 7:10. It's Ken Griffey Jr. 95 Slide Bobblehead Night for the first 30,000 fans, courtesy of FSN and UW Medicine. Don't miss your chance to take home the second of three collectible Griffey bobbleheads this season. To get tickets, visit mariners.com/bobble.
The following alert is from ARCO's Straight Up Gas Institute and our Everyday Value System. This is only a test.
You can usually save 5 cents and sometimes 10 cents on every gallon at ARCO.
This concludes our Everyday Value Alert. In any event, immediately pull into the nearest ARCO where you can always get quality gas for less cash. ARCO, Straight Up Gas.
Based on independent retail price survey, see ARCO.com for details.
Get rough.
Hi, this is Michael Johnson, president of Rough Construction. Our company specializes in multifamily, condominium, and apartment renovation. Rough Construction has been in business for 23 years and have never had a single claim on our record. You can be assured we'll do the job right the first time and often under budget. Your homeowners, board of directors, and tenants will be pleased with the quality and speed of our work, as well as our excellent customer service.
This is Dwayne Hoff with Northwest Condominium Services. I've used Rough Construction for a wide variety of projects. Rough Construction's customer service is second to none. When they're dealing in a community setting, dealing with homeowners, dealing with boards of directors, all the right things will be said and all the right things will be done, and they will make a board of directors look good to the community and make the property management company look good to the board of directors. The work that they do is always top-notch quality.
Rough Construction, providing multifamily and condominium and apartment renovation for over 23 years. Get your rough estimate today. Rough Construction, RUFFConstruction.com.
I get rough.
Make Greer Steel your first call when you need steel, aluminum, or stainless fabrication. Bring us your plans. We'll turn them into reality. With 57 years' experience, Greer Steel is the reliable resource for contractors to get the job done right. Call us for repair, too. Whether it's a trailer repair, tank or tank stand, or any other steel, aluminum, or stainless item that needs fixing, trust the men of steel. Greer Steel. You'll find us online at GreerSteelInc.com. G-R-E-E-R. Greer Steel. In Lakewood.
There have been a lot of changes in the business world over the last 157 years. Email replaced snail mail, meetings turned into conference calls, and a cup of coffee became a skinny vanilla chai latte. But the one thing that has remained constant over all this time is our commitment. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need a bank that's committed to your success. We've been working with our business customers for over 157 years, and we're dedicated to helping them succeed. We're advocates for your business and are with you every step of the way whenever you need us. As the largest small business lender in the nation and the number one SBA lender in dollars, we are committed to helping you as you make plans for the future. There's no telling what changes the future will bring, but we'll still be here ready to help. To find out how we can help your business today, visit your local Wells Fargo or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Sitting in traffic stinks. Make sure your feet don't. Odor Eaters powders and sprays absorb sweat and destroy odor on contact. So keep your feet fresh and dry all day with Odor Eaters powders and sprays.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station.
Oh, it's so tasty, got me acting up hasty, keep me running, coming to you all of the time. And you got me feeling crazy. And there ain't no need to chase me. Won't you let me feed your appetite?
That beautiful voice is Danelle Hayes. She's famous for actually singing on American Idol and being from Seattle. Oh, yeah, and then there was some sort of DUI deal that kept her off the show. Didn't seem fair, but that's the way American Idol is, especially in the beginning. They whack people. Then they realize, oh, my God, it's not that good this year. They probably wish they had Danelle Hayes back. That's what I think. She's in the studio. She's going to play for us at the end of the show. She's also going to join us on stage at the next Spike and the Impalers concert. And we're very excited to see that. 9:37. Meantime, whoops, we're giving away some tickets on Kenmore Air. This time of year, if you have, especially if you have someone in from out of town, they do a flight seeing tour of Seattle. Forget the Space Needle. Forget that you will. This is the way to go. We like the Space Needle.
Well, it's a great place to look around from, but you get one point. It's a wonderful 360 point of view from one spot.
Go up in one of these flight seeing tours, and you will know. In fact, even if you've lived here your whole life, or a third of your life like I have, you'll learn about things you never knew. Wave at Bill Gates.
He'll take you over Medina, huh?
Shh, it's a secret.
I've bass fished in front of that place. Quite the compound.
It's a secret. Anyway, you'll see a lot of history. You'll learn all about the region. It's a lot of fun. Now, specifically on this contest, we're looking for some float plane newbies, people who have never been in a seaplane in their lives, people who maybe never even have thought of it, even though you see them in the sky all the time. You got to give it a try. This is the year to do it. Our first contestant is Donna from Olympia. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right. So how much flying have you done?
I've done, vacations here and there, but I've never been on a float plane.
Right. So you've been on a plane that has had, you've been on like a Southwest, or you've been on an Alaska airplane.
Oh, yeah.
None of them ever landed in the water, which is a good thing.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, let's see. You consider yourself smart?
Well, I heard the one you did last week. I couldn't call in because I was running, but I was thinking, I think I knew the answers to most of them.
You did?
Yeah, but I couldn't call you.
So do you want me to give you a really hard question, or do you want me to make it ridiculously easy for you?
Whatever you'd like to do.
Look at that.
Wow, integrity too.
Okay, I'm just going to go with the first one, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right, fact or bull shrimp? For a float plane newbie, tigers mate up to 150 times in 2 days when the female tigress is in heat.
Ah, crap. And my daughter's doing a report on tigers right now, too.
What grade is she in?
She's in fifth grade.
Pretty sure that part of the tiger aspect is not covered.
Might be. Fifth
grade.
Tigers, let me listen to me one more time. Tigers mate up to 150 times in the 2 days when the female is in heat.
I'm going to say bull shrimp because they can probably get pretty nasty after a while, that they don't want to put up with that.
Unfortunately for you, it's an actual fact. Eric, where did we get this from?
Oh, it's true. Lions are the same way. I mean, they are... let's just say that they appreciate each other when the time is right.
When they're in heat, they go nuts. Now, do they spend long stretches just laying there on the grass going, leave me alone?
I'm tired. Find someone else.
Well, what they do is, lions, when I've seen them in Kenya, for example, they literally hang out for days together. But when it's that time, they'll lie together in the grass, and then they'll...
They're going for it.
All right. And then they'll
Donna, I had high hopes for you.
I'm sorry.
Ask your daughter if she... Never mind.
You got a 2 day window. You make the most of it.
All right, Donna, you can try again anytime. Kendra in Port Townsend is next. Float plane newbie?
I sure am.
Never been up on one? Have you always wanted to?
Actually, I have. Yeah. My husband was from Florida, and he told me about it. And I've been jealous, so I.
All right.
love to.
It's the coolest thing, and not that expensive, really. When you consider the long line at the ferry, and you consider the ferries cost like $6 million now one way. I don't know if you heard.
Well, it just went up today, or yesterday. It
was $8 million.
Summertime increases on the ferry lines are in
place. So check it out. Okay, but maybe you'll win. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, and I'll take the ridiculously easy one.
You're not proud.
She's not proud and not shy. The baker who developed German chocolate cake was Adolf Hitler's great-grandfather. Fact or bullshit?
We'll go with fact.
Eric is dying in there. Why are you dying, Eric?
Oh, just because I'm Jewish. That's all I'll say.
I'd just like to see the Hitler questions go down in flames. Okay.
I don't think any German guy's going to call it German chocolate. It'd just be chocolate cake. I mean, if it was
Hitler was Austrian. There's so many reasons that was an easy question. So many ways
I'm
to
so
win.
Sorry, Kendra. I really thought that was the easiest one I could spot, too.
Oh, well. I would have had the tiger one.
You go, baby.
You know what? Different strokes.
I'm an animal science major. I have that one.
You did know that. Wow. All right. Play as often as you like. We're going to play this a lot.
All right.
You can call back. Robert and Queen Anne, flow plane newbie number 3. Are you ready?
Yeah.
By the way, the guy who invented German chocolate shake was English, so it had nothing to do with the
German. That's why he called it German, because
right.
It wasn't from Germany.
Right.
Robert?
Yeah.
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 I'm up here looking at the planes take off. So.
You've been watching these planes take off for how many years, Robert?
Well, I lived here 6 years now. So.
You sound like you were going to say 600.
Well, not that high.
How, may I ask how old you are? You sound like a man of some seniority.
I'll be 72 in July.
So. Awesome.
Wow. Where'd you move here from, sir?
Just 8 blocks over on top of Queen Anne.
He watches these things take off all day long.
Yeah, they wake me up in the morning. And
hey, if you live on the east side of the hill, that's all you hear are Kenmore Air flights in the morning.
Would you have had the Hitler question? This is going to be the theme of the day.
I love it.
I don't know if I would have got that right or not.
All right, what an honest man. All right. Here's a question, fact or bullshrimp, for Robert and Queen Anne, and I want you to win so bad, but I wanted those hot housewives to win too, so let's see what happens. Robert, fact or bullshrimp, more than 3/4 of the millionaires in the world drive used cars, fact or bullshrimp?
I'll say fact.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why they're millionaires. They don't waste their money.
I heard that Bill Gates drives over to that hamburger place, you know.
Dick's.
Burgermaster.
Dick's.
Burgermaster.
Burgermaster.
Burgermaster and gets his hamburger over there.
Yeah. You guys do the same crossword puzzles every day.
He's a Burgermaster guy.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. Hang on, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I can't wait to meet you because we're going to have a little party with the...
I saw you at the EMP and out at Northgate.
All right, then.
Did you come
Impaler show, huh?
Come out for the Impaler's benefit show for the fallen officers?
Yeah, I was down there for that, and you passed the calendar out at Northgate. I got one out there, so...
All right, Robert, hang on a second. We're going to have a party. You're going to also be invited. You want a 20-minute flight seeing excursion for two from Seattle's Lake Union. And then there's a party at McCormick and Schmick's where I'm going to meet all the floatplane newbies on June 29th. I hope you can make it for that because we're going to have a grand prize drawing for a round trip for two to Orcas Island with 2 nights stay at Orcas Suites at Rosaria.
Oh, good. I'll try for that, too.
Sounds good. All right. I can't wait to meet you. All right, hang on.
I got one of those fibrillators on site. At
the they do. So,
you know.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if he was punking us?
Oh.
I'm 27, you fools.
You sounded great.
Hey, sure, I found my old boy voice.
Plenty spry.
All right. American Idol's loss is our gain. Since East Side resident Danelle Hayes was denied the opportunity to compete on this season's American Idol, She's available to perform as a special guest with Spike and the Impalers at the Emerald Queen Casino. May 22nd. You got a great voice. Thanks for coming in to join us this morning. Let me bring up the microphone here. Say hi, Danelle.
Hello.
I don't have her yet. Very, very weak. Can't hear her at all.
We're getting it. No.
What am I doing wrong? Oh, you have to plug it in. It's one of those fancy tube microphones.
Uh-huh.
It actually takes a minute to warm up.
Ah.
While it's warming up, we'll take a moment to say that we haven't picked a song for you yet, nor have we rehearsed it.
There we go.
Ah.
I have voice.
It's coming up. Okay, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
All right. What's it like to watch American Idol now?
Can you even watch?
I was going to say, can I be honest? I haven't been watching, but yeah. I've heard much about it. I've heard this season is one in its own.
Everyone who knows you is going to tell you it sucks just because they like you, though, right?
Yeah, right.
It does suck, though.
Well, I can't say that much. I honestly haven't been watching this season. So.
Okay.
Well, there's five left, and they've got one girl in the mix. All the other females are gone.
Because the rest of them sucked. You were the only other good female they had, you know.
Oh, that's sad. Well, whoever's left, she
good for them.
Represent.
All right. So now, tell me a little about what you're up to. You're still raising your son.
I am. I've been actually in the studio a lot, recording, writing, trying to get my mix out and keeping it going.
Did being on TV result in some contacts for you? Did it help you get, or is it still just Jacale?
Actually, yes, I did meet some people through there. I met you guys as well.
We're a contact?
Yes.
Who knew?
May 21st. I'm excited
Second.
About that.
May 22nd.
May 21st,
you'll be very lonely.
Let's be you and I for our personal warm-up session.
Yes, Joe.
I need a warm-up, too.
Now, what was the song you sang for your audition? Was that Melissa Etheridge?
It sure was.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We talked to her earlier this morning, and, man, you can belt that stuff out big time.
Oh, I love her. I was listening. That was so cool.
Did you sing anything that Simon hated?
I don't.
Did he ever
so.
Give you a good insult?
He was very, very kind to me that day.
Oh, that's.
But I keep saying he had just come back from lunch, so he was a happy camper. And
got it. Because it would be great to like torch something that he thought was awful and really kick it out of the park. Be one way to go.
No, he was pretty good to me.
Okay. Are you going to sing us a song today?
I'd love to.
What do you have?
Well, I've got some of my own material. I know we were going to do a little Melissa Etheridge, but I don't know if you guys...
I would love to hear a song you wrote.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'd love to play it.
We like to support local music. We have invited lots of people here. And Danelle, last time I think you sang a hit record for us.
I did, and I have to redeem myself.
So let's do something that you wrote. Is this about a particular judge on a national contest or anything? Is it like is it a hateful song?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully you can help find the humor with me.
Is this about American Idol?
It might be.
I call it English douchebag, Bob. You draw your own conclusions.
Here it is. Here's Danelle Hayes.
All right. This one's called I Need You to Hate Me. I need you to hate me, because if you don't hate me, you'll love me. And if you keep loving me, I'll only hate myself. I can't keep on going around and around and around and around in this craziness. I can't keep doing this, baby, please let me go. I need you to hate me, 'cause if you don't hate me, you'll only keep loving like you do. And I just can't love you those I love you, but say it to somebody new. We're fighting and breaking up, kissing and making a baby, smiling and faking like everything's going so good. I cannot live with you, but can't live without you. It's crazy. Oh, so baby, just leave me like all of your friends think you should. I need you to hate me, 'cause if you don't hate me, you'll
And I just can't love you the way you need me to. So say those I love yous, but say it to somebody new. Oh, you've always known what I've needed, and you've always been there. Yeah, you know me, but right now I need you to leave it alone. Yeah, I need you to know what I need. I need you to hate me, 'cause if you don't hate me, you'll only keep loving me tenderly, innocently like you do. And I just can't love you the way that you need me to. So say those I love yous, but say it to somebody new. I want you to find love, but boy, this ain't working. I want you with mine, and I'd only be hurting you. Say those I love yous, but say it to somebody new.
Man, Donnell Hayes. I always hold my breath when someone's going to do their original song, because first off, original song is tough because people don't know it yet,
yeah.
And so they're hearing it for the first time, whereas a cover song is always like there's some familiarity.
And I don't have my band behind me.
And there's no band.
Acoustic version.
You're naked, right? Musically. I love it.
Thank you. Has anybody ever asked you if you were influenced by Phoebe Snow? Because I heard a lot of Phoebe Snow. I love Phoebe Snow, and I heard a lot of that in that song. And I didn't hear it the last time you sang.
No, nobody's ever asked me that. That's interesting. Thank you.
Let's do the American Idol judges reviewing the song she just did, if they actually had any creativity and allowed new songs. We'll start with, I already did Paula Abdul, right? I really felt everything. I felt you made me feel that song.
You brought it, dog.
Did you? Really,
you brought it, dog.
Sure. And now Simon.
You know, I almost wanted to cry into my drawers when you sang that. I liked it very much, but of course I've just come back from lunch when I got a full reach around, full release, happy massage meal. So I seem maybe a bit too happy for my own good right now. So,
so don't take it seriously.
Don't take me seriously.
Donnell, that's fantastic. We're going to see you on the 22nd of May with Spike and the Impalers. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, Emerald Queens Casino. Come on out, guys.
All right, keep writing those original. You have a whole album of those, right?
Yes, that'll be coming out soon.
It's very good stuff. 9:57. Gary Crow is next at KZOK, the classic rock station. Information on the show is available on the web at bobrivers.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's hosted by adhost.com, the server colocation specialist.
Let me go around the table and introduce everyone.
Bob, Spike, and Joe.
This is the Bob Rivers Show
on 102.5 KZOK,
the classic rock station.
Help stamp out hunger on Saturday, May 8th by placing a sturdy bag of non-perishable food items next to your mailbox. Your letter carrier does the rest, picking up your donation and delivering it to a local food bank.